This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Breaking and rather upsetting news, a startling announcement by the Centers for Disease Control. Here in the United States, there is now a confirmed case of a superbug that no antibiotic can apparently combat. A Pennsylvania woman has developed an infection that officials call, quote, a nightmare bacteria.
Holy nightmare.
To the Batmobile.
Well, it's finally here, folks. That day has arrived. I told you we were up against the post-antibiotic era, but don't put your panic hats on just yet, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we are not in fear of microbes. Even the so-called super strain, super bug ones that have no antibiotic that can combat them. Welcome, my friends. Calm as they spill blood in the water there on CNN. That's our opening story, Super Don. And I just want to warn everybody, I'm a little road weary. So if I slur my speech, it's not too much CBD. It's just, hey, man, I've been on the road all day. And here we come. Live radio. I should be taking the night off, Super Don. What's wrong with me?
You are Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, then. Now that
we've
got that out of the way.
Say. You don't do that sort of thing.
No, we did a rare encore last night for Memorial Day, and I think that was worthwhile, the replay from Best Answer for Cancer, and I'm glad we did. We do have some soldier-type stories today as well as it relates to the military and medical industrial complex where the twain do meet, and you don't like it. I don't like it at all, and we're going to talk about that. But as we open today's show, again, I'm going to go ahead and say this, abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. That means it's one of those days where Super Don might have to carry me. You know what, the wedding this weekend? Only one person fainted. Yep. Only one person fainted. You know, the bridesmaids, they stand up a long time in the sun, and one of them went, boom, down, thankfully in some soft grass, and she was okay. She had evidently just come from Spain the previous day and went out drinking with the ladies the night before. So I'm sure it's going to go viral on YouTube, because those things always do now.
But, they do. Yeah. Funny, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Right? Yes. But congratulations to my niece Rachel and her husband Dom. They are both Coast Guard, active Coast Guard. They got married, and a wonderful, beautiful wedding. They had a lot of their Coast Guard buddies there. They walked under the swords and everything. It was really a great ceremony.
I thought it was interesting that both you and Ty were at weddings this weekend.
That's right. J.B. Wells got married.
J.B. Wells, that's
right.
From
Caravan to Midnight. Congratulations, J.B. as well. A little Mazel Tov action all the way around. And, yeah, it was classic. Classic wedding weekend. A lot of weddings this weekend. Of course, Memorial Day. But here we are cranking up another broadcast week in the midst of it. And the headline reads from CNN, researchers amplify antibiotic of last resort, hoping to halt superbugs. Now, how long have I been saying that we are actually in the era that's beyond antibiotics? We're post-antibiotic world. But yet, no panic here. The panic is on the side of the medical establishment, because they can't seem to see the forest through the trees. As far as the ways to address this problem are not more powerful and stronger antibiotics, but apparently they have not gotten the memo. And on CNN, of course, who's their go-to doctor when this stuff happens to cover these medical nightmares? Why? It must be, I don't know, How about a brain surgeon? How about Sanjay Gupta? This is who they interviewed. Give a listen to this as they set the stage about the infection. Was it brought from overseas? Was it in a hospital? Was it in a clinic? Where did it come from?
Do we know how this woman became infected? And what do we know about this so-called nightmare bacteria?
Well, we don't know how this woman became infected. What we do know is that she went to a clinic. She was not in the hospital when this bacteria was found. We also know that she hadn't been traveling overseas. So this isn't something that, could have been brought back from another country, for example.
Okay, so we can't blame immigrants, right? So that's going to get some half of our audience upset. We can't even blame a hospital. We don't know. They're saying she wasn't in a hospital. She did go to a clinic. Did she get it there? Did she already have it? How is this possible? And which of the microbes in the world could this possibly be? That's another question. And it's usually preceded by the term deadly when you hear about this.
Typically what happens is when there's a lot of antibiotic use in a community, bacteria become resistant. This particular bacteria, something known as E. coli, something we've talked about a lot, does have a lot of different classes of antibiotics to try and treat it, at least seven different types of antibiotics, not just antibiotics, but entire classes of antibiotics.
All right, so this is the deadly E. coli infection. Now, I say this with a quotes around the word deadly because we all have E. coli in our intestines somewhere. It's just a normal part of the gut flora. E. coli is there. Why do we not all suffer from a deadly E. coli infection? That gets to the question of your immune system. That gets to the question of the healthy or unhealthy microbiome, none of which is actually mentioned in this entire report. Which, as you'll see as we continue on with the audio from brain surgeon extraordinaire Sanjay Gupta on CNN, we're going to just hear about where we need to go, and you can bet it's going to be more antibiotics. Let's give a listen to clip number 3 about complete resistance, where resistance apparently is futile.
And this particular bacteria didn't respond to any of those, and that's the big concern. I will tell you, Jake, people have been anticipating something like this happening for some time, and we don't know that for her, her immune system may still fight off this bacteria.
Oh, wait, did you just hear what he just said? He just caught that, Superdon. We don't know. It could. Her immune system might still fight off this bacteria.
Yes.
Now that should be called a clue. A clue that Sanjay Gupta should proceed and follow up on immediately and say, you know what? If her immune system could possibly overcome this thing, might we want to look another way?
Ding! Right, ding, the light bulb right. Should be going on at that point, right?
At that point, it should be, but let's find out if Sanjay Gupta passes the test here.
And what does it take to theoretically develop a new antibiotic that might be able to fight this new strain?
Well, there's sort of three ways to look at this. One is that are there existing classes of antibiotics that you bolster up, that you make more powerful? The class of antibiotics works, it's just not strong enough.
Ooh, so it's the nuclear option. He goes right there. He skipped over the fact that, well, we don't know, this woman's immune system might save her life. And then, of course, the next question we would ask, okay, Sanjay Gupta, brain surgeon, what might we do to enhance her immune system? What might we do to pump up her immune system so that it can successfully overcome something that you can't do with a toxic antibiotic? But immediately Jake Tapper says, hey, how do we make stronger ones? How about more classes or different ones? Let's strengthen the chemo. Let's do synthetic evolutions on chemotherapy in the lab, shall we?
The second thing is that is there something that's an entirely new class of antibiotic, a new synthesized class of antibiotic? You look at this bacteria, figure out how to synthesize an antibiotic to try and treat it.
Haven't they just been doing this all along anyway? Is it just me?
It's insanity. And for as long as I've been doing this radio thing with you, and mm-hmm. I've learned about this stuff and I've looked at it, I still cannot understand how stupid these scientists are. Because you got antibiotic-resistant bugs that are becoming that way because of the antibiotics. And so how do we solve the problem? More antibiotics. Well, at what point do they figure out, guess what, the antibiotics are causing the problem?
Mm.
Why is that always the solution?
Where's Jerry Doyle when you need him? He would love this story. He would absolutely love this. We would have a field day on his program when he was around. Let's not be too quick to judge Sanjay Gupta. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, although he did take Tylenol when he had the flu when he was overseas years ago, and it nearly killed him. And he said it was the flu that was so devastating. Au contraire, my brain surgeon friend, you don't know that Tylenol is devastating to your immune response? You don't know that? Well, maybe let's give him some points because I think he's going to point a finger at nature. Maybe there's a solution there.
And then finally, looking to nature. I mean, there's been a lot of expeditions to various parts of the world within rainforests, within the depths of the ocean, to see if you can find material that could be sort of the boilerplate or the genesis of an entirely new antibiotic.
Oh, wait. He was getting there and then it's like, oh, we... What he wants to do is find these new things and synthesize them. It's all about synthetic chemistry. It's all about defeating nature, out creating creation, which is, this is the stupidity of man, and that includes brain surgeons. You may have a high medical degree, but you're not using the sense God gave you, Sanjay. Or maybe you're just answering to your pharmaceutical advertisers. Whatever. We don't have to deal with that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But what I will say, nature, yes, I agree, Sanjay. It's in nature. I walked out to my backyard into the garden, and I started chewing on some thyme leaves. T-H-Y-M-E. I'm telling you, that's good medicine. You can make oregano, grow oregano. You'll be chewing on oregano leaves. You can make your own colloidal silver, not as efficient. In a zombie apocalypse, yes, you could use the silver hydrosol we talk about here all the time. In fact, the bioactive silver hydrosol has been shown to be as much as 88 times more efficient at microgram dosages than gram dosages of a last line of defense antibiotic known as vancomycin. We already know what to do. And the key was in Sanjay Gupta's referencing the woman's immune system, her own immune system. Yet it was immediately discarded or forgotten the very moment he said it, and then we were on to the next synthetic antibiotic we can find in nature, or do we re-engineer or engineer stronger forms of chemotherapy? Remember, folks, antibiotics are a form of chemotherapy. They are chemotherapy. They're indiscriminate, they're devastating, and guess what? They leave you more susceptible and vulnerable to any kind of post-antibiotic infection, now resistant as well. I had a message in to me while I was out of town. I haven't responded to this yet. Of a guy who had a total knee replacement, and they got him on Keflex. They want him on Keflex, another antibiotic, Cephalex or something, permanently, forever. I'm like, what? You know, he said he had a total knee replacement. I want to say you need a total doctor replacement. Because what moron can put you on an antibiotic for life and expect you to live a long, healthy life? But this is the kind of dunderheaded, dog-greed medical professionals we have to deal with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Because of these news stories coming out of the cable news network and others in the mainstream media that are conflicted with pharmaceutical interests, not your interests, not the interest of your microbiome, not the interest of your own immune system, which, what, 70% of it's in your microbiome that they're destroying with more powerful, ever more synthetic and toxic antibiotic drugs. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Link's up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We've got a great comment of the day coming up after the break about detox.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I warned you I was tired, Super Don. I'm road weary from the trip. Here's an example from this last segment. It wasn't time, it was basil. See? Told you. I chewed on some basil leaves out back, and it wasn't the time. You know, I got the time out front, the basil out back. And the point is, though, all of that works as a broad, in many ways, a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. And I think about all the things we can do to enhance immunity. Since Sanjay Gupta admitted it could be the immune system that saves her, why not modulate immunity? Why not do something like beta-1-3D glucan, Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. Anybody know this woman? Get her some beta-glucan. Modulate immunity. You don't have to hyperstimulate it. We can use broad-spectrum and narrow-spectrum antimicrobials from the plant kingdom. We can use the broad-spectrum antimicrobials of silver, right? That can be done. And we can save the folks who are afraid of a post-antibiotic apocalypse. We can. We do it all the time. And I've got doctors that are doing
they?
It.
Why don't they?
Because it's anybody can grow the stuff in the back.
That's true. There's no money in it. So.
Yeah, you can't patent it in the same way. And look, believe me, if they could, they would. And, of course, then the FDA would do their bidding and ban, like, basil and thyme and oregano, for instance, as an unapproved new drug. That's the way it goes, folks. Because you believe in government. You believe that government can solve all the problems that it creates. Frickin' morons. Stop it. Stop it. And the doctors, stop it. You don't have to participate in this anymore. Oh, yeah, I do, but my license depends on it. Really? You're willing to kill your fellow humans? Because your license depends on... You know, this is another thing. When I get tired, I get ornery. I get very direct, and I don't filter myself to be the kind and gentle... I still believe I'm loving, but maybe not as kind and gentle in those moments when I get outraged at some of these things. I think we better go to a comment of the day. What do you think, Super Don?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, our first comment of the day comes from, not Patricia, but Patricia. Superdon, Patricia.
Typo.
We would have been confused because I'd never seen the word Patricia. And we would have been saying, is Patricia a girl or a boy? But no, it's Patricia. We're pretty certain that it's a female. Although there are Pat for Patrick, right? So, but this one's Patricia. So we're going with the female. She says, watching The Truth About Detox, been following Ty Bollinger's work for about 2 years. Through this, I just found out about you. And you are based in Fort Lauderdale? I'm in Del Rey. I'm excited to find out about your show and we'll be listening in. I'll search the archives for shows on detox. My Vitamix and juicer and epigenetic lab supplements are ready to go. Thank you. Well, thank you, Patricia, although I'm not in Fort Lauderdale, but I was there for a while. I'm wherever I am. That's the fact of the matter. Wherever I am, that's where the show is. And if we kind of take that out of the equation, it's like I've got opportunities to be broadcast in a lot of cool places coming up. In fact, I was just talking to our buddy Paul Baratero from our Echo Water, our Synergy Science. And there's a big event, a week-long event, mid-July. Just heard about it. Early to mid-July. I think like the 13th through the 17th or something like that, that Trinity School of Natural Health is hosting for all the people that are going through the ND program. And we may be broadcasting live from that all week long up in Minneapolis. Just putting it out there. It's very exciting. So whether you're in South Florida, whether you're in the central part of the United States, whether you're in Minneapolis, we're going to eventually come and see you. I like that. Even though I'm road weary, I can rest up and then get back out on the road. What do you think, Super D?
You are, dude, I always say, you do Iron Man Radio, you know? I mean, you're constantly traveling, but you always got to be on the air, and it's like pulling teeth to get you to do an encore.
you're hardcore,
and it's hardcore, good. Man. People appreciate that.
Well, good. I'm glad they do. I hope they do. But, you know, that was fun in Charlotte this weekend for the wedding on the Sunday afternoon show. I just set up in the courtyard of the Marriott. It wasn't a Marriott courtyard. It had a courtyard. And I set it up, and we did a great broadcast, and we did Advanced Medicine Sunday instead of Monday with Dr. Bitar, which was awesome. That way we got to take the day off for Memorial Day. So that was cool. So, yeah, I enjoy doing these live remotes. They are exciting. Sometimes they're frightening. But they usually are well rewarded with good content, good information, and sometimes some great interviews from folks that we don't get to see in other ways than by going out and about or being oot and a boot, as we say in Canada, too. So yes. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Patricia. Yeah. And get some epigenetic labs. Yeah.
By the way, Patricia, I'm envious. Those Vitamix juicers, those things are top-notch. Those are good machines.
In fact, you can put thyme and oregano and basil right in them with your smoothies, and you'll get a potent antimicrobial superfood going, in addition to immune modulation. Which, by the way, probiotics, I mentioned the beta-glucan as well. Save that lady who's dealing with a deadly E. coli infection that has no known antibiotic that can save her. Well, how about enhancing her immunity, huh? Sanjay Gupta, will you consider it even a little? All right. Lab-created moths, coming up next. Mothra, look out!
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, we have superbug antidotes coming out our ears if we want them there. Probably your earwax has antimicrobial properties too, but we're not going there today. We've got Army developing vaccines. We got police at an... Oh, man, there's some cool stories here. I'm just looking at it like I'm waking up for the first time today, Super Don. It's funny. We already went over the show. But good morning. It's like Ben on the board said I should take power naps during the breaks, but I'm doing a stand-up radio show. I'm not a cow. I don't sleep standing up. So at the same time, I'm going in and out of consciousness just from the road weariness and going, we talked about that story, but we haven't done that yet on the air. So I better just go and follow those notes pretty closely so I don't stray into dangerous territory and get pulled off the air. What do you think?
I think we should talk about lab-created moths.
You know, we were talking about lab-created antibiotics, so it's not much of an extension to go into the Mothra territory. I love the old monster films, by the way, the B-movies out of Japan, the Godzilla versus Mothra, the smog monster, right? Godzilla versus Rodan, Megadon, or who is it? Megalily. Oh, the flower girl. Yeah, Megalily, the flower girl
Megalily?
Monster. No, we actually, that was a funny story. My buddy, my oldest friend, my friend who I've known for the longest, back in third grade, I think, we created a whole monster genre where we spoofed the monster movies before Weird Al spoofed songs. And we did Godzilla, the country hick, versus Megalily, the flower girl monster. And we kind of made this whole thing. And we were just crazy that way. Just so you, into the mind of childhood Robert Scott Bell when he was little Scotty Bell. So this story fits right in with where my head is at today. Lab-created moths with a self-destruct gene to be released onto U.S. farmland. Now, this should be a spoof website. This should not be seriously real, but it's real. This is coming out of, I don't know what MNN is. Is that CNN on, I don't know, Malox? What is MNN?
That would be the Mother Nature Network.
Mother Nature Network. Okay, so we're probably going to like that better than the CNN. But it said lab-created moths with a self-destruct gene to be released onto U.S. farmland. I thought you weren't supposed to release genetically engineered insects into the world without a lot of approval. Did they get approval for this, or are they just doing it because they want to?
Well, you know, I mean, look at all of the news that we saw when they were trying to do this with the mosquitoes. Remember that? I mean, the people just got all up in arms and protests and hearings and all this kind of stuff. But apparently, I don't know. I guess the moths didn't have as much resistance as the mosquitoes did.
You know what? It could be that the moths are not like insects that suck your blood. So people are going, well, what could go wrong, right? So they got genetically engineered, this time, moths to self-destruct. They say here in the subheadline, it's the latest attempt to curb the population of invasive pests that eat cruciferous crops like broccoli. Now, I grow broccoli, and I haven't had any of these pests, but I do remember, for instance, that you know when you buy certain heads of broccoli, sometimes the organic ones, they're shipping them from California. Sometimes they'll be covered in all these tiny little insects. I don't know if these are tiny moths or something. Maybe that's what they're going after. Because apparently these moths are supposed to mate with the non-GMO moths. And they're supposed to, I don't know, do they have offspring that can't mate after that? Is this because this is a similar thing that they said would happen to mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, with the mosquito, basically it was a situation where it would cause the female to be sterile. So that it couldn't reproduce. So I'm guessing that is along the line, the idea.
What are they doing? Injecting them with polio vaccine with HCG in it too?
Well, you know, the way that they describe this thing, it sounds like they're injecting them with like nitroglycerin or something, right?
Yeah.
It's like some kind of Mission Impossible thing, you know, where
it sounds
the
explosive.
Moth will self-destruct.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about going to a farm now. If these moths are there, we might end up having to wear flame retardant suits. Now,
like
they
jihadi moths.
Jihadi moths, that's it. Are these Islamic terrorist moths? I got the question. You got it. Answer it for us. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Save me for myself tonight. I don't know where I'm going with this. But they say it's conducted at Cornell's, this experiment, the first ever release intended to curb the population of invasive diamondback moths, not diamondback snakes of any kind, but diamondback moths. And it's going to be conducted at Cornell University's Agricultural Experiment Station in Geneva, 160 miles west of Albany. I wonder if that senator we're going to talk about from New York State, Kemp, is anywhere near there. Maybe we can get him to eat some of these moths. We'll get to that. But he says it costs $4 to $5 billion a year globally to manage this pest. So there's no discussion, just like we had with Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon. No discussion of the law of the terrain, even though Gupta mentioned, hey, the immune system of the female with the E. coli infection that has no antibiotics that can treat her. But let's not pay attention to the fact I said that. What about the immune system of the broccoli plant? Does anybody discuss that? What about the soil, the contents of the soil? Could it be the soil is so minerally deficient that the broccoli grown on it are not healthy broccoli and that it are subject to pest infestation that are not showing evidence of a pesticide deficiency disease or syndrome? Could it be? 4 to 5 billion managed to pass. So they're saying, hey, if we could just release the moths that are eating this sick broccoli and have those moths implode or explode, you know what? You're still going to have sick broccoli. You're doing nothing to create healthy soil and healthy plants that grow in healthy soil. Only in healthy soil can healthy plants grow. Good Lord, the level of morons on this planet exceeded only by the amount of GMO moths exploding in their heads before they get these stupid ideas to dump on the environment. They're, oh, geez, kinder, gentler Robert Scott Bell. He's gone. He's taking the night off.
You're all cranky and stuff.
No, I'm a bit cranky. I admit it. I'm reading this story. I'm going, this is getting worse and worse and worse.
Well,
a go-ahead has already been given for this project by the Fear and Death Administration.
Yes.
FDA says, sure, go for it.
Yeah, I know. And the weird thing is, again, this is the first I've heard of the self-destructing moth.
Yes.
Like I said, you don't see the same type of uproar that you saw with the mosquito. And, you know, they point out here the things that are not being considered, or at least people think aren't being considered here, which is, A, what happens if wildlife eat the moth, okay? Because the moth produces some kind of weird protein that's going to, you know, make things die and self-destruct and stuff like that. There hasn't been any research that's been done into what happens if the wildlife eat this genetically modified moth, right? And then the other thing, which we always hear about when they're trying to screw around with stuff and genetically modify things, is how these moths might endanger the organic certification of any nearby farms.
Sure, yeah. I mean, then they become GMO organic crops. I mean, what happens when the moths are there? You know, it's the Pandora's box scenario. And you have bats that eat moths. Are they going to explode now, too? Are they going to be now genetically engineered to suddenly combust? We get a new form of a vampire bat that just... What's going to happen? The consequences don't matter to these scientists. They're like, they live in their little Ivy League bubbles or Ivy Tower bubbles. They're being directed by the genetically engineered biotech industry to create synthetic varieties of life forms that have never been in existence anywhere on planet Earth, without any concern for consequences of the people, the animals that eat this stuff. Oh, man. This is not making me any less upset, Super Don.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Well, good news here. The FDA has extended a public comment period on genetically engineered foods and animals. Maybe you can push back on the Fear and Death Administration here. There's a National News article. By the way, linked up in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. A great place to get news and coverage you won't get anywhere else in this way. So they've extended its request for comment period on genome-edited foods and animals. I think these moths might qualify. They want your input. I don't know if they're going to listen, but why not give it to them? I think better you would withdraw your consent to anything that they do. And the fact that they would violate life, liberty, and property in this way tells you just about all you need to know about the evil within government, the danger of government. And our founding father, this is not me speaking now, our founding father said the most dangerous beast on planet Earth is government. We got to constrain it, not by... Well, they said by the change of the Constitution. But now the change won't hold them because they've got, you know, basically genetically engineered government. They have to think beyond chains. What's going to be the next thing to do? So they had two draft guidance originally released in January, and they talked about how they were regulating specific biotechnology products. But I guess they realized there wasn't enough time for people to put their two cents in. I pray that it matters. But as long as the centralized bureaucracy and government agencies and bureaucracies dominate the landscape, they're always going to be vulnerable to be bought out by those multinational interests that have billions of dollars to spend to buy your politicians or promise your bureaucrats a cushy job when they retire from government. And we've seen the evil men will visit upon other men and women and children on this planet. It's not new. It's been going on since there's been life on planet Earth. And you don't think they would use the power of government to destroy? You don't think so? Don't be a moron.
Never.
Don't
never.
Be a moron. Come on. I'm getting a little more upset here, Super Don. You got to help me out here.
I'm sorry. Yes, of course it would happen. It's been going on for a long time. Listen, if this stuff didn't happen, we'd have nothing to talk about, right? I mean, it does. It happens all the time. The revolving door has been there for a really long time, and it's probably not going away anytime soon. So, you know, what do you do? You do things like you make your voice heard. You know, get you know, submit your comments to these things. May or may not make a difference, but it's something that you can do.
I you know, I say nullify them at every level, state level, personal level. You know, as I said in my talk at the March Against Monsanto a couple of weeks ago, I said ultimately you've got to withdraw your consent. It's the most powerful weapon you have, and it's a nonviolent weapon. So it's like, you know, when I see someone with cancer, my primary goal is to starve the cancer. It's not to kill it. You don't even have to kill it. If you starve it, it can't live. Of course, you have to detoxify the patient. Of course, that's a, you know, something that goes along with it. But the idea here is if you do battle with Monsanto or these minions that follow on their work and say, yes, let's genetically engineer moths to explode once they are in the environment, it's too late at that point. The point is, how do you stop them? You starve them. You starve them of their money. And, of course, they freak out when Trump says we're gonna cut the growth of the budget of NIH. Which tells you a lot. So anyway, let's go on a field trip. Super Don, I hear that some kids were supposed to...
We talked about the things that this self-destruct moth could have a negative impact on. We talked about how it could affect the wildlife. We talked how it could affect organic farming. Mm-hmm. You know, there's another thing we didn't point out here, that it could affect children's TV programming.
Really?
It could. I mean, imagine if a child's nature show was affected by a self-destructing moth. This is what it would sound like.
Welcome to my treehouse. Take a look at this. Do you know what that is?
No, what is it?
Looks a bit like a butterfly, doesn't it? But it's not a butterfly. It's a moth.
Oh, no. Duh, careful where you send your kids on a field trip nowadays if they're going to see biotech-created moths. We'll be back with a dad dressing like Michael Phelps after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, even when I'm walking sleep. Today, like, I'm road weary and ornery, although sometimes, Super Don, I know you like it when I get that way, and a lot of the listeners probably do as well, because I try to be diplomatic about things. I try to be, like, loving and gentle and kind. Sometimes, there are times where I can't hold it in, and I guess that's the point of talk radio. But I, you know, for me, I'm not about gimmicks. This show isn't a gimmick. It's sincere. And I guess there's that sincere part of me that comes out when I'm a little sleepy and cranky and ornery that probably needs to come out more. Would you agree or would you disagree?
Yeah, you let your guard down a little bit, I think. And, you know, especially if we're talking about some of these stories that you're very passionate about, that it's, you know, it's just real easy for you to want to rip somebody a new one, maybe a little more than you would otherwise. But, okay, you know, that's all right. That's all right. You're right. It's all genuine.
It's just, yeah, no. We don't put it on. I mean, we have done some fun, silly spoofs and things like that from time to time. Of course, our dearly beloved and departed Liam Sheff helped us do so many of those over the years. But everything has that sincere bent beneath the surface that bubbles on up. Hopefully everybody detects that sincerity. RobertScatbell.com, show notes are up. How about, you're a dad and you're a grandpa, but this is not a grandpa story. This is a dad story. You ever, I don't know, done anything to embarrass your kid, your son, or anything over the years?
Well, yes. I mean, that's just part of being a dad, you know, is you get to do those sorts of things. But the one thing that comes to mind was one time my oldest son, he's 28 now.
Okay.
He always wanted a ride to school and a ride home, right? He didn't want to have to walk. And this was when I think he was like a junior in high school. And he would do that thing, and anybody who's had kids that have gotten older in the teenage years, Maybe not all of them, but it was one of those things where it's like you go to drop him off at school, but he doesn't want you to drop him off like right in front of the school because he doesn't want his friends to, oh no, I don't want to see them, my dad dropping me off. So it was always, hey, you know, drop me off a block away, you know, type thing.
Were you like in something that he wanted to see you in, or was it just the fact that you're dad and I'm a teen
just
and I don't want to
be? Dad is dropping you off. He wanted to walk, you know, a block, you know, so he was cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to go pick him up this one day, and I talked to him on the phone. He was like, don't pick me up right in front of school, okay? And I was like, all right, challenge accepted. So I not only did I park in front of the school, what I did was I got out of the car, and I located him where he was. I saw him kind of talking with some friends. And so my son, who did not want to be seen with his dad, I came running up behind him. And you have to imagine, he's, at that point, was bigger than I was, okay?
Okay, all right.
You know, stocky built. So I come running up behind him, and I leap onto his back.
Yeah,
my legs sticking all around him, and go, Michael, I'm here to get you.
No.
You, Michael, let's go home.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. You didn't.
Oh, yeah, he was so pissed off.
Oh,
but
man.
He still accepted the ride home, yes.
Oh, he did. He didn't walk home after that. Well, listen, that I don't know if that is about equivalent or maybe even you topped what this other dad did. He apparently had a similar scenario. He went to pick up his kid, and he dressed as Michael Phelps, the gold medal Olympian of all times. He went to school in a Speedo, wore some gold medals, fake gold medals around his neck. I don't know. What else was he doing? Did he have goggles on his head?
You had the goggles, you had the swim hat, the medals, and a Speedo, yes.
Right, and his wife was there to videotape it and post it to Facebook. So when you did this, there was no Facebook going on. This is
there was
like,
no Facebook, and I was not in a Speedo.
No, thank God you were not in a Speedo. We would hear about that probably in the local press. But he, you want to embarrass your son, there's your way to do it. He showed up as Michael Phelps. Is there a video on the story? Can people watch
video
this?
And you honestly, you need to watch this because it's absolutely hilarious. The kid is just embarrassed beyond belief. We got a little audio clip here. So you have to imagine, here's the dad running across the parking lot with the fake gold medals around his neck, going to go pick up his son, Jack.
Let's give a listen.
Dad!
That's like it. Jack, it's Dad.
Cars honking their horns.
Look at me, I'm in a Speedo. Oh, no, Dad, get away. Run away, right? Okay, well, that kind of makes up for what my son told me about the things I did to him. I can't say on the air. But anyway, that's what dads do. Love you, dads. Dad's Day coming up in June sometime, by the way. Next hour on the show, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. You can call us, 866-939-BELL. We got a senator in New York that is busted on some vaccine issues. Also, Zika scams. We got lots to do because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.